Missions. Méthode d'anglais. Classe de terminale. Bordas 2012. Door 1. Successful careers. Dream jobs. Pages 18 and 19. A dream come true.
It's the early 1970s, and life hands one setback after another to Vince Papale. The South Philadelphia native loses his teaching job. His wife leaves him. It seems he's only happy when he and his friends since childhood are playing their rough-and-tumble version of American football on an improvised field in their blue-collar neighborhood.
Oh, man, my car!
Like so many, Vince dreamed of playing professional ball, but he never had the chance to play at college, and as he got older, that dream faded. Then, in 1976, his beloved but bedraggled hometown team, the Philadelphia Eagles, brought in a new coach, Dick Vermeil, who announced what was supposed to be just a publicity stunt. Egged on by his friends, Vince does try out, and his raw talent, energy, and determination so impress the coach, he actually makes it to training camp, and then onto the team at age 30 as the oldest rookie in NFL history. Now, 3 decades later, Vince Papale says he remembers those events like they were yesterday. He acknowledges the film takes some liberties with the story, but believes it does capture the essence of his achievement.
Everybody's been told they were a loser. Everybody's been told they were an underdog. Everybody's been told they can't do something. But yet everybody has achieved something great in their life. But they always have the potential. They have the potential to get to that next level. And hopefully through Invincible, they'll see that, you know, here's a guy that had the potential, given that opportunity, make the best of it, work hard, stay straight, and everything will be cool, and you can get there.
Today, Vince Papale travels the country as an inspirational speaker, telling audiences of his football achievements and also his victory over colon cancer. He says the film is about sports, but the message is go for your dreams.